I'm excited. I'm fired up. I just see a lot of people. First of all, I appreciate you guys coming up, asking for pictures and all and advice. It's a really humbling thing. I appreciate you guys so much. But I see a light in this in your eyes. I really see a light, you know, in this market's eyes. I see a lot of people, you got that light. But it also sees some people's like, almost like you're waiting for Chris and I to tell you to go kill this thing. Like, I'm giving you permission, you know, right now, that after we leave out of here to Chicago, go blow this thing up and be the biggest group in Atlanta when we get out of here. There's some passion out here. You know, I talked about inviting, and I'm telling you, inviting is one of the things that you got to master. You know, it's like I said, you don't learn how to tie your shoes, you know, you're going to have some trouble. You know, inviting is something that will really, really perpetuate your business. Y'all heard that? Perpetuate. Boy, it's reading. Well, take your business to the next level if you can just focus yourself on something like that. You know, put the magnifying glass on that. And I taught you a way. Inviting is? All right. Shut down. KP, you got some people out here. All right. So here's something else that is a really, really big part of what we do. And you guys remember I was talking about the cup full of porridge, right? And how you kind of have to unlearn some things. Well, I'm going to teach you guys some things that I've learned. And I'm literally, when I go to a different market, I'm out here in Chicago. To me, this is my group. I talk to you guys and I treat you guys just like I would treat my team at home. And the reason why I do that is I'm 28 years old. I started this when I was 26. And, you know, I've sacrificed and I've given things up. Honestly, no joke. I love World Ventures. Like, you know what I mean? If I was, God forbid, in a drive-by and someone shot me, you should be here, Simon, fall right on my chest. Like, I swear to God, I bleed blue, baby. I love this company. But you still have to sacrifice some things. You got to find time to build this. You know, there's a lot of people who in here was already busy before they saw World Ventures. You know, you got kids, you've got families, you know, weddings, all this stuff. But then you still want to do something to chase your dreams to get these things to happen to you in your life. All of us have been there. But you still got to get the right mindset and understand the great things that make this business work. I mean, when Chris talked about those seven steps right there, I mean, if you would just apply a little bit of those things, even four out of seven of them, you know, your life will enhance. And that's what another thing I love about World Ventures, the things that you learn here, go apply it to your life. You know, because I'm about to be real rap raw with y'all right now. A lot of people look at this business, let's say you make it to a year and you're not where you want to be, you're looking at the company, but no, how you do anything is how you do everything. So I bet you if you're not doing as well as you want to in a year here, you're probably not doing something in your life as well as you want to in the last 12 months too. Because if you were doing it well there, you'd be doing it well here. So we all have to learn and grow. And one of the big things that I like to talk about when we start talking about travel parties, before I even delve into travel parties, see, that says Empire Global is a group that my lady and I started, and we have a culture, and I'm telling you, we're big on culture. Our team, that's what really brought us to RMD. I didn't know how to build this business. I just knew how to lead with my heart, how to passionately want to help somebody else. And you got to check your mirror. People know when you want to just sign somebody up, and they know when you actually believe in something or yourself or a vision that you're going and you actually want to do something. Even if they don't really know, they can. I believe in God, but I also believe in the energy of the universe. I'm not joking. People are stronger mentally and with energy than they think, and we can feel that. It bounces off. So if you're not real with people, they feel that. They won't sign up with you because they know that you're just like trying to see. You just want to get on stage and stuff. That's not why I'm here. You know, we talk about why and why you want to do things and why you want to be successful. Everyone's got their own, but mine is significance and freedom. That's what I want, significance. I'm not ashamed to say that I like to be the person that if I did this to my man right here today and I showed him this deal and I've done something, that a year from now, someone else that I don't know, he showed them and their life has changed over there, that fires me up. That gets me excited. You know, I'm passionate about significance. Who am I talking about? Martin Luther King's. I believe that I'm the Steve Jobs of World Ventures. I really believe that. I'm not playing. This is not a game to me. You know, you got to have that kind of mindset. You know what I mean? You know, I'm talking about the Wright brothers, you know what I mean? Malcolm X, people that have done things, Oprah, that have done some things in this world, and they are now significant. And then the other one is freedom. When I got laid off from my job, I realized really fast that's the best thing that's ever happened to me. I don't like alarm clocks. I don't like bosses. I don't do well with rules. When people tell me what to do, I'm like, no. You know what I mean? Like, unless I'm passionate about it, like, I'll listen to Chris. But my boss wearing that suit at the hospital, I loved working with the kids. I hated being a number. When I used to call out sick, they would just replace me as a number and not really even know. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Well, you know what I mean? Shout out to the people on the line in the back raising their hands. You know what I mean? I ain't mad at y'all, right? So what I'm talking to you about is those are my whys. Mine is significance and freedom, and I will do any and everything to make that happen. I told you guys, I'm a bottomless pit of passion. And if you don't have that, I'm telling you to borrow mine until you feel that way. So then I can come borrow yours later. You feel me? So this is what it starts with. That's this empire high life. And the high stands for honesty, integrity, gratitude, and humility. Now, this company has the 10 core values. 10, right? I'm playing. 10 core values. And everything that I do in World Ventures, I follow the vision of this company. I trust our leaders. I don't think you guys understand who's really at that back table. I was just telling Kim, our host, because Chris's demeanor is very laid back. He's not very loud, but he's a beast. He's on the pack team. That means that the direction of this company, who's this excited about the direction of this company? Yeah, me too. Well, it doesn't point in that direction without at least a piece of say from him. He's on the pack team. He's a part of the group of the top leaders that when something goes down, a decision's made on the movement of the company, he's in that room. That's where I want to go. That's who's sitting in the back, y'all. So, you know what I mean? Like, I follow the core values, but I have some personal values, and you need to have those in your life and in this business. That's what people follow. They follow your belief, they follow your vision, and they follow your values. So I teach this to my team, high life, honesty, integrity, gratitude, and humility. You need all four of those to win in life. If you're a parent, if you're in this business, you know, if you're a grandparent, if you're at work, wherever you do it. And you need to do those things whether the people around you are doing it or not. And if the people around you are not doing it, if you can't change your friends, change your friends. Like, fast. So this is what I mean. Chi-Town, this has got to be one big team, because I know there's different teams. I'm not going to start shouting names out because there's reds no matter what I say. I'm the same. But this is what we do. We say Team New York at home, and yes, there's different teams. There's Team No Sleep, there's Team Live, there's Team Dynasty, there's Team Jet Life. There's a bunch of teams in New York, but I know that we all do well. And like, so people, like, they ask me, do you work with Team No Sleep in New York? No, not because I don't like them. One, we do a lot of things differently. We push play, they do live. Two, we're in Westchester and the Bronx, and they're in Brooklyn. That's like an hour away. We just don't really cross paths. We just don't. But it's love, though. It's honesty, integrity, gratitude, humility. Now, there's all different people in our business. There are bad apples that join. There might be one in here, but I'm just telling you right now, Chi-Town, what up? Passionate energy, positive energy will put the bad apples out if you do not play their game. I want to let you guys something know that I tell my leaders all of the time. You want to write this down, especially if your leaders in here, it doesn't matter who you are. If you're in the back on the line, I'm telling you what I'm about to tell you is golden. Everyone in this room, in this business, and in your life, you walk around with two buckets. They're invisible. People don't do well in life and in this business because they lack vision. See, I do not do that. I treat vision like a body of water, like the ocean. It's the most beautiful thing, but if you are not careful, it will kill you in a second. A lack of vision will have you thinking you're going somewhere, and 10 years from now, you'll end up there, and it's where you didn't want to be, but you pulled yourself there with your thoughts. You walk around with two buckets, a bucket full of water and a bucket full of gasoline. You see, over here, this guy says, yo, you heard what so-and-so did at the tryout party last night? So-and-so's, you know, hanging out with so-and-so over there. And you're like, yeah, man, I can't believe that. I can't believe. You just pour gasoline on a situation that you needed to pour water on. It's like, you know what? That person is a great person. Sorry, brother, you just there. You're getting in trouble. That person is a great person. And that's not how I'm going to talk about so-and-so. See, I just put water on that. You understand what I'm talking about? Somebody hits senior rep, I put gasoline on that. See, the thing is that people don't know that they're walking around with these two buckets, but you are. I don't care if you're in this room as a beginner or you're in this room for 5 years. You have to be the type of person that police each other in a positive manner, because what you do today pays you tomorrow on every facet of the line. This business is weird. I don't try to understand it. I just learn it and apply it. This business is weird. What you do today pays you 90 days from now. It's not. You got to unlearn the porridge of the work 2 weeks, get paid. It's different. This is work a bunch of weeks and don't get paid. Speak positive life into your life and don't see the results. It's like nature. It's like planting a seed. And it grows when you carefully do stuff. You water it. And then in the night, the birds steal it. And you got to replant. You're like, I just signed you up. You quit? It's been 30 minutes. How you quit? What did you quit? You didn't even get the email yet. You didn't even get the email. What are you quitting? But check this out. We are talent scouts. See, the same people that get upset about somebody quitting in 30 minutes, I'm like, thank you, Lord. At least it wasn't 6 months. Imagine you planted a seed and it grew 6 months and then it quit. People get upset when they call a friend and they won't come to a presentation. I'm like, thank you, God. When I get a flat, don't call them. World Ventures is the best friend checker in the world. Y'all gotta see the blessing over here. Let's go. You're gonna understand what you're doing, but see, it is weird. See, we were born on land. This business is built in the water. You got to learn how to swim or build a boat or a raft or hang out with someone that's got a big one until you know how to swim. That's what you have to do. I was listening to an audio this morning and Byron Shark said, listen, the wave is coming. And it doesn't matter if you're in a small boat or a big boat. When the waves come, you will rise. But if you're not in a boat, you will drown. Those are the people that quit in 30 minutes. Let them go. We will drop life rafts and they can come. If they don't get them, like, what's that, a shark? Ooh. Hey, there's some things that you can't do about it, all right? So I always do this. I want to get your mind right so you can understand. I'm telling you what you need to look out for. You've got two buckets. You've got a water bucket and you got a gasoline bucket. When there's momentum going on your team, positive energy, use that gasoline. Use the high life, honesty, integrity, gratitude, and humility. Be that person. Be the leader you'd want to follow. That's what I wake up and I am every morning. I'm not Darren Walker. I'm someone that I want to be down the road 12 months from now. So I always set the bar higher than where I am. Understand? All right, travel parties. Deal breakers for my green job. I love this. You get to write stuff down. I can't stand this. I really can't, but I got to do it for y'all. So what I'm going to go over, a lot of people already know, but see, what a lot of people don't understand, and my group at home, and we're still working on, we're not perfect, but I've seen us do it better than a lot of people. We call it passing the imaginary basketball. Now, you don't have to be a sports fan to understand this analogy. Everybody knows what basketball is, right? There's the hoop, you shoot it, you dribble. You guys get that? All right? Michael Jordan, Bull, you get it? Y'all get that? Okay, I hope so. Like, what's a bull? I'm like, what? Get out. What we do in our travel parties is we pass the imaginary basketball. Everyone in there is on the same page. Whether you have a guest or not, when we're in the room, we all play team because we understand that as a force, no one can wreck with us. There's going to be negative people. There's going to be bad apples in your travel parties. There are going to be people that just don't get it. There's going to be people that are negative. There are going to be people that are married to the negative mindset. So pass the imaginary basketball. Now imagine if you're passing a real basketball at a tryout party and you look at your phone and someone passed you the ball. What happens? Anybody ever get hit in the face with a basketball? Mm-mm. You ready to fight anybody? Who did that? You ready to throw that, right? That hurts. So we keep our eyes on the prize. When the trial party's on, we're glued. If you got to use the bathroom, my lady's way more, like, she's, Sarah, she'd be like, you got to use the bathroom? You're an adult. Hold it. I'm like, why are you smiling when you tell somebody to hold their pee? She's like, hold it. I'm like, yes, ma'am. Right? All right, so check these out. I'm going to fly through these, okay? To me, these are common sense. I treat World Ventures like I bought a McDonald's. You spend a lot of money. Why, if you owned a McDonald's and you talking to somebody about a brand new burger that's going to make you $1 billion, and you in, this woman flew in, and a cell phone ring, are you on it? No, I ain't on it. Why? Because I spend a lot of money. I take my business seriously. But I'm telling people, take yourself seriously because you're a mirror and people reflect off what you do. Hey, I'm going to bring a guest and be on the phone. That don't make no sense. No talking during the presentation. When people talk during the presentation, I got this look that I do to my team. I just roundhouse them with my eyes. I'm like, and I'm telling you, they be in the crowd like, oh. I just roundhouse. I'm like, they be like, oh. I'm like, yeah. We all do that, though. Don't talk during the presentation. Don't interrupt the speaker. You de-edify them. That means to, if you speak highly of someone and then you talk while they're talking, then the other person's going to be like, why would I even listen to you? No bathroom breaks. I told you, hold it. No WV talk during the presentation. First of all, we wear name tags. A red is for the rep. A blue is for the guest. Reds are not allowed to talk to each other in the presentation. I don't need to talk to KP at the presentation. I know him. Yo, dog, three left, three right, you're a basketball game. Like, I already know him. Go find someone with a blue tag and make them feel comfortable. Play ball together. Deal sealers, be excited. Inviting is?
Fun.
Hmm? Inviting is?
Fun.
Thank you. When you're in the presentation, the guest, they completely don't know why they're there, especially if you invited them, right? They don't know why they're there. They are going to catch fire if you're on fire. But if you guys are wimpy fire, they're going to catch that, and they're going to be like, I got to think about it. That's what happens. Have fun. It's not a travel job. It's a travel party. Energy. Pay attention. Participate and laugh. Even at the dumb jokes. You know them jokes I've seen a million times? I'm like, if she says that again, I swear to God. But I'm like, because my guest is going to do the same thing. Edification. I love, this is probably my favorite part of the business. I love talking highly about Chris Mayberry. I'm always practicing it. When I introduce people that's not World Ventures, I'm like, so-and-so, this is so-and-so. This person does this great. This person does this great. And I step back and I edify them. It's just fun. Talk good about somebody else. This universe is weird. It'll come back, but you can't see it. Just do it. Pass the imaginary basketball. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Posture. Listen, y'all, I'm a talent scout. For me, it's for the New York Giants. And I pretend when I talk to someone, I'm recruiting them to play on the New York Giants. If you suck, you don't make the team. Period. Now, I'm not rude. I don't say that to people, Chicago. I mean, it depends. But I usually don't. Like 98% of the time, 2%, I'm like, you suck. But 98% of the rest of the time, I don't do that. But you got to have posture like you know where you're going. Otherwise, people won't follow you. John C. Maxwell says people think they're leaders, but they really just walking in the park. I was like, geez, John. That's the audio. Other people that listen, he's mean. The clothes, testimonies. Sarah sits up front, or whoever a leader sits up the front when we're doing 30-second testimonies, and she's got her phone on with a timer for 30 seconds. And this is what we said. If you go to 30.1 seconds, God's going to send a green laser beam down, and it's going to hit you at 30.1 seconds. You're going to explode. You're going to die right there at the trial party. Your guest is not signing up. People be like, 29 seconds. Thank you, World Ventures. I'm telling you, do not go over 30 seconds. This is not the Talk About Me show. This is about share your story. My name is Darren Walker. I'm a professional drummer. I saw this 2:30 in the morning 2.5 years ago. It's been a blessing in my life. Been on a bunch of vacations. Made a lot of money. Come play with us. Thank you, World Ventures. That's it. Me too. Always ask the money question. Hey, you ready to get started? I sing people into the app. They're like, yeah. Are you ready to get started? Don't do a presentation without asking that question. It's the money question. Don't work for free. Let's get paid. Sign somebody up. Are you ready to get started? Here's the app. I stay asking that. Be prepared with apps and incomes and disclosures. I'm not joking. 2 weeks ago, I went to a presentation, and it was a person that's been on the team for like 4 months. And I get in there, and this person doesn't have apps, incomes, and the presentation is not set up. And I came in. I wasn't late. You know, it's trap part 7:30. I got there at 7:20. I see that. I'm like, where's the apps and incomes? And they're like, oh, well, you know, I was like, okay, cool. Well, let me know how the trial party goes. And they were like, ha, ha. I was like, vroom. And someone called me like, you left so-and-so's trial party? I was like, yes. Imagine the referees come to a basketball game or a football game or any game without the ball. Oh, I thought y'all had it. You don't got the one you could blow up in the car? Go to Kinko's and print some stuff out. Get a DVD player or whatever. Okay? You must have your stuff. Don't expect the other person. That makes me... That'd be making me mad. That's when the red come out. Fast start training. We always do a fast start training. Even if your fast start training is just some questions and some answers after. Just give them something. Give them a book. Give them an audio. Do something. Otherwise, see, we have to stop playing dumb. Stop acting like when we show people, especially when they join, that they're not, even though you say, don't go tell anybody. People, you know that feeling in your heart because you told them that you think they're going to listen? They are not. It's like having a kid. You tell your kid, don't play with the dog when I'm not home, and you leave. You know they're playing with the dog. That's what they're going to do. So do something. Just do something. Put an audio, do something to get these people moving after the presentation. Don't be lazy with your language. Don't be lazy in your business. Capiche? Bam, fam. Okay, who wants to know how to have a long-lasting business forever? It's actually very, very simple. Bam, fam means book a meeting from a meeting. You have a great travel party like we had last night. And after the meeting, now, if you are a rep and you have a guest, it's up to you to do this. This is my black book. I call it my mastery Bible. This has made me so much money, it's not even funny. I'm not going to say any else to rhyme. I did that. I walk around with this. Okay, Ronnie Castillo. Come here, Ronnie. Give it up for Ronnie really quick. Appreciate you, brother. Hey, man. What'd you like best, the travel, the money, helping people, all of it? Man. Me too. You ready to get started?
All of it.
You ready to get started?
Yes.
Okay, great. Listen. Ask me a question, anything. So, hold on a second. I got Sunday the 14th and Tuesday the 16th open for your first travel party, just like we had here. Which day works best for you? Okay, hold on a second. Come here, girl. Yeah, come here. Welcome to the team. Woo-hoo! I have Sunday the 14th and Tuesday the 16th open for your first trial party. Which day works best for you?
Sunday.
Okay. Ronnie, come here. Which day works for you now?
Sunday.
Nah, Tuesday, brother. Sunday's taken. Tuesday. Thank y'all. Listen. I am a successful person, and I am busy. People are like, what do you say if they say no? I say, okay. That's what I do. I treat people how to treat me. I treat people how to follow where I'm going, because I will be an international marketing director in this business, and if I'm tiptoeing back there, people are not going to follow me over here. You got to treat this like you spend money to do it. This right here will change your life. See, booking a meeting from a meeting is how you teach people how to build this thing. You want multiple travel parties going on in your business while you're not there. Sarah says, and we say at home, you haven't started your business until you did 3 travel parties in your living room. I know a lot of people don't like that, but it's the easiest place where to, that's what we do. If you do, I don't know what you got. This is what we do at home. But just do them somewhere. Because when you invite someone to your living room, it's like, hey, come over. When? Tomorrow at 7, bring ice. They're like, ice? Yeah, bring ice. I'll be having like 15, 20 bags of ice in the crib. I'm like, put the ice over there and sit down and watch this presentation. This is our Facebook page. It's 52 travel parties in 1 week from Bam Famine. That week I went to 7, 1 a night. I can't be at 52. But I'm duplicating a system in my team. If you do big events each week, some people do that, that's great. That is the perfect time, if you're all passing the imaginary basketball together, it's the perfect time to Bam Fam the crap out of the rest of the week with the most energy on a Thursday or Wednesday or Tuesday, whenever you do it, and you got guests there, you got to demand respect, ladies and gentlemen. Don't be rude. Don't be pushy. This is what I found. People are like, so what do you say to the person that doesn't really get it? Nothing. Everyone has their own common sense and personal development level. Who in here, when they saw it, they just loved it? Right. What did they say to you? Nothing. You ready to get started? Yes. I'm talent scouting, looking for someone else. If you want to grow your business, you need to have a trial party. Ain't nobody going to just give you a check on Friday or the 15th. Cool? Inviting is? I mean, this ain't, I can't, they had this come out here. I think this is just common sense. And I know you guys get it, but I also want you to let you know when someone else doesn't get it, it's not your fault. Leave them with a tool, point them in the right direction, tell them when the next one of these events are, and keep it moving.